with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So I'm back here with Dr. Gary Knoll. You know, there's a new field of study that is really showing the association between chronic inflammation, not only to the development of arthritis, but to other lifestyle diseases that really are epidemic today, cancer, heart disease, diabetes. And there's no doubt that both short-term and long-term health requires constant attention to a healthy, and here's the key, anti-inflammatory diet and lifestyle. So Dr. Gary Knoll is here, and he's going to reveal to us his favorite ways, recipes, foods for natural healing. Dr. Knoll, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you. To continue on, to make it very simple, the sure. first thing you can do to help get rid of pain, any kind of pain, anywhere in the body, as well as arthritis and arthritis pain, is to go from an acid diet to an alkaline diet. And what that means is, what are your most acidic-causing foods? You're talking about alcohol in any quantity, red meats, the saturated fats, mainly from what is called arachidonic acid. And also, when you deep fry a food, when you broil a food, barbecue a food, that really sets off cytokines. And the cytokine is the match that lights the fire. So you want to get rid of that. Any form of browned carbohydrate, bagels, muffins, rolls, buns like a hot dog bun, a hamburger bun, toast, pretzels, that also causes inflammation. The very heating of something that browns it means it's not going to be easily digested, and there's a consequence of that. Also, the more meat that you have with any alcohol, so let's say you ate out and you had a steak with some wine, that creates three types of pro-inflammatory reactions all at once, including uric acid and purines. And that can lead to gout or inflammation and pain in your toes, your ankles, and then it can also lead to pain in your muscles, fibromyalgia. So go on an alkaline diet, meaning fruits, vegetables, in particular lemon and watermelon. Those are two really good for rebalancing pH.
Okay. Lemon and watermelon, okay.
Lemon, watermelon. Also try to have water throughout the day, pure water throughout the day, either filtered water or spring water, it'd be terrific. Make sure that you start the day with a smoothie. Now, in the smoothie, you can put whatever type of protein, as long as it's organic and non-GMO. Like, you can get a brown rice, pea powder, split pea, which makes it a really good protein. Also, soy. All of those are good. Then add to that a handful of nuts, raw nuts, walnuts, almonds, pistachios, all good. Then take some berries, a pint of blueberries or raspberries or strawberries or cherries or pomegranate. Throw the berries in because you want the polyphenols. Polyphenols heal joints. Then put in 1 teaspoon of coconut oil and 1 teaspoon of flaxseed oil, the liquid of your choice, either apple juice or orange juice or rice milk, and you blend that up. That's going to give you a really good way to start the day. Spike it with a little extra vitamin C. Now, the diet throughout the day should be lots of root vegetables like parsnips, rutabaga, kohlrabi, any of those. Sea vegetables. We don't eat the sea vegetables, and we should. They're easy to eat. Put them in a cold salad. Have them as a soup. Miso soup. MISO, that's delicious and nutritious for you and also reestablishes good bacteria in your gut. And the more good probiotics you have in the body, the healthier your gut bacteria population is, the healthier your immune system is. Then make sure that you have some form of beans twice a day. Beans are terrific for you, whether they're fava beans, black-eyed peas, turtle beans, kidney beans, split peas. Also, make sure that you have good quality organic fruit, and strawberries are one of the top ones. But watermelon is your most cleansing and purifying juice you can consume. And have your smallest meal in the evening. Now, if you want to have a pasta, make sure it's a spelt whole organic pasta or a brown rice pasta, where normal pasta is made from wheat. Wheat is rich in gluten, and gluten can suppress your immune system and cause in and of itself allergic reactions, including swelling and pain. So juices, yes. If you have a problem with stomach, make sure you have cabbage juice. And then you go from a healthy diet that I just mentioned to supplements. Now, we all know about chondroitin sulfate. That works the whole cartilage together as a at the molecular level. Most people take about 1,000 milligrams a day. And glucosamine sulfate, that's primarily the nutrient for repairing joint cartilage and tissue damage. But I'm talking about really superstars like grape seed extract. It contains pycnogenol. It strengthens your collagen. It's anti-inflammatory all over the body. Also, niacinamide, the omega-3 fatty acids, the B-complex, bromelain. That's the pithy center of a pineapple that most people don't eat, but that's really loaded with enzymes, and those enzymes help turn off pain anywhere in the body. And also, hyaluronic acid, or what's just abbreviated HA, that's found in abundance in our joint tissue, and it acts as an important mediator in turning off flames. MSM, probiotics, quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, that's a naturally occurring bioflavonoid. That's in the white pulp of oranges and grapefruit, lemons, and limes, but just take it as a supplement. But also eat apples, and an onion a day helps keep a stroke away because it thins the blood, but it also has quercetin, and then green tea. All of these build the immune system, turn off inflammation. Also, vitamin K, aloe vera, boswellia, cayenne, cat's claw, devil's claw, ginseng, turmeric, white willow bark, and nettles. So those are the superstar nutrients. And then your superstar that would be onions, pineapple, avocado, and asparagus. The ones you make sure you only eat if they're organic, because otherwise they're the most heavily sprayed foods. So get them organic as apples, celery, strawberries, and peaches, spinach, nectarines, grapes, bell pepper, potatoes, blueberries, and collard greens. Those are all terrific for you.
That sounds great.
But make sure you get them organic.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Noh. So that's a lot of information, and I know what you described is just real healthy, fresh food. How hard is it to get somebody to go from that standard American diet to this type of anti-inflammatory diet? Is this something you just say we got to do immediately, or do you gradually move people into this type of diet?
For the average person, even facing death, knowing that if they change, they have a chance of living, or not change, they're certainly going to be death. 95% of the people simply rather die. We are fixated on comfort. Anything that takes away from our comfort foods, comfort beverages, comfort habits, we're going to reject. That's unfortunate. But there are people who, first, don't have to have a disease to change. They're always looking for ways to be healthier. And that's about 5% of the American diet. Now, that may population, that may seem like 5%. That's not anything. Well, that's 17 million people. That's a lot of people. Now, that's people facing life and death situations. But if you begin to let people take one bad item per week out of their diet, so this week they take out sugar, all processed sugars, and replace it with stevia or Manuka honey, which is your most healing honey to put on scratches, burns, scrapes. It's really terrific.
Dr. Noh, so it sounds like you can do things in stages with people. We're running out of time here, so I'm going to make sure we can get your website promoted. Where can people purchase your book?
The only place right now is Amazon.com, and my website is Gary Noll, GARYNULL.com.
Yeah, Dr. Gary Noh is full of information. Go check out the site. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.